Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today is the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. Now, about 10 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus, King Herod unleashed a violent persecution against the Christian community in Jerusalem. He put to death the Apostle James, and then most of the apostles were scattered. They were propelled out of their comfort zone and sent on mission around the world. At this time, the Apostle Thomas traveled from Jerusalem to Damascus in Syria and then eastward, preaching the gospel and establishing the Catholic Church in towns along the way throughout Persia, or what is modern-day Iraq and Iran, until he arrived in what is now the area of Punjab, Pakistan, 20 miles northwest of Islamabad. There he planted the Catholic Church. Then around the year 50, he was recalled to Jerusalem by the Holy Spirit to be present with the other apostles for the Assumption of Mary. And after this great event, Thomas went by way of the Red Sea to Yemen and then to the island of Socotra, where he established the Catholic Church. And from there, he sailed across the Arabian Sea to Western India, to Kerala in 52 AD. Thomas went with no companions, to be the only Christian on the entire continent of Asia. Yet he was not alone, for Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing and teaching them, and know that I am with you always, yes, to the end of time." Thomas was not alone. Jesus and Mary were with him, and you and I are never alone. Jesus and Mary are always with us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. One of my favorite events surrounding the life of St. Thomas has to do with the Assumption of Mary. As I said, around the year 50, the Holy Spirit recalled Thomas with the rest of the apostles to Jerusalem to be present at two important events, the Assumption of Mary and the First Council of the Church recorded in Acts chapter 15. However, like Easter Sunday, Thomas was not present for the Assumption. He arrived too late, just as he was late for the resurrection and missed it. But let's give him a break. He was coming from Pakistan, after all. Thomas was distraught that he had missed his mother's Assumption. However, like the resurrection, 8 days later, Mary appeared to Thomas, assuring him of her maternal love and care. And as a sign, she gave him her mantle, or her cloak, signifying her motherly presence that would never fail him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Having established Catholicism on the western coast of India, Thomas then traveled east to Chennai. Nearby was a temple of Kali, the satanic goddess of death and dismemberment, patroness of stranglers. I'm not making this stuff up. Without the light of Christ, the world becomes enslaved to the demons of darkness. And once again, we're falling into this darkness. In the year 72, more than 20 years after he arrived in India, Thomas was praying in a cave on a hill called the Little Mount, where Brahmins from the Temple of Kali attacked him by piercing him in the heart with a lance. And there Thomas was buried, and Indian Christians have venerated his tomb ever since. Almost 40 years before this, however, when Jesus told the apostles he was going to Jerusalem, they were afraid because they knew of the plots to kill him. But Thomas spoke up with courage and love, saying, "Let us go to Jerusalem and die with him." Now Thomas had done so, not in Jerusalem, but more than 3,000 miles away, overlooking the Bay of Bengal. There he brought the light of Christ to scatter the darkness of the kingdom of Satan and death. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Thomas the Apostle established the Catholic Church in southwestern India in the middle of the first century. Now, at that time, both land and sea trade routes connected the Roman Empire with India. But after the fall of the Western Roman Empire in the 400s, and with the rise of Islam in the 600s, India was virtually cut off from Rome for almost 1,000 years. That means that the churches founded by Thomas were isolated from direct contact with Rome. Then, in the 16th century, when St. Francis Xavier sailed from Portugal to bring the gospel to India, what did he find when he stepped off the boat? Catholics! He found the Mass and devotion to Mary and everything. And he asked them, "Where did you come from?" And they answered, "Oh, from Thomas the Apostle, of course. In fact, I know a priest from the Malabar region of India, and the Catholics there are known as Thomas Christians because they trace their faith back to the Apostle. And this priest, his home parish, considered a relatively new one, was founded in the year 999. Why is this so significant? Because it's historical proof that Jesus established the Catholic Church and the Mass and the sacraments and devotion to Mary and everything Catholic, which Thomas carried to India, established there. And that's what St. Francis Xavier found 1,400 years later, even though they were cut off from Rome. What an amazing historical proof that Jesus founded the Catholic Church. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Before Thomas left for India, he entrusted Mary's cloak, her mantle, to the church in Jerusalem for safekeeping. In the 5th century, it was brought to Constantinople, and the church of Blackerney was built to house this special relic. But by 638 AD, Islam controlled the Middle East, and in 717, a vast Muslim army encircled Constantinople, the gateway to Europe, vowing to crush the city and extinguish Christianity. When all hope seemed lost, the Patriarch of Constantinople, Germanus, reminded the faithful that Mary, the new Ark of the Covenant, would protect them, just as the ancient Ark toppled Jericho's walls. So on August 15th, 718, the feast of Mary's Assumption, Germanus brought the mantle of Mary from the church of Blackerney. Torches flared along the ramparts as clergy and crowds processed with the mantle, chanting the Akathist hymn. Suddenly, a fierce northern gale ripped across the harbor. Ships were scattered, siege engines sank, and panic swept the besiegers, and the invaders fled, and only a handful of ships limped home. Constantinople stood secure, the Muslim expansion stalled for 7 centuries, and ever since, the Eastern Church has celebrated October 1st as the Feast of Holy Protection, the protection of the Mother of God, honoring the night Mary's mantle spread over her people and turned certain defeat into stunning victory. Before I go to sleep every night, I kneel down before an icon of Our Lady, and I place all of my loved ones by name under her mantle of protection, consecrating them to her. And I encourage you to do the same. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Well, I'm very curious about your thoughts on that meditation.
I'm very inspired by both St. Thomas the Apostle. Imagine going all the way to India by himself. When he goes, he's the only Christian in Asia, literally the only Christian in Asia. But I'm also inspired by, especially by people like St. Francis Xavier, this tremendous desire to help other people know the love of God. That's it. Yeah,
we see that constant. I was also thinking about Kolbe trying desperately again and again to get to Japan. And even Pauline Jericho, where was it that she wanted to go? China. And these saints that even when they don't have the means, they're always begging and praying for the means to get at more people.
Yes.
This real inspiration that they're like, everyone should have this.
Yes. That's it. What do we want? We want everyone to know the love of God. So it makes me think of this. I believe many people don't know the love of God because they don't know that they are lovable.
Very well said. I fully agree. Partially because we don't witness it very often and we're not very good witnesses to it most of the time, but it's hard to fathom that knowing all of our faults and all the faults in all the world, that someone could love us anyways, because that's God's love.
I think most people deep down feel I'm not good enough. I don't measure up.
Mm-hmm. I don't measure up. And at this point, it's a lost cause.
Yep. So I think the way we're called to be missionaries is I think we're supposed to live a kind of life where we take the initiative and we invite people to do really good human things. A meal, drinks, dessert, take a walk, read a book together, just something good, some good human activity.
Mm-hmm.
Go fishing, go hunting, I don't care, go golfing, some good human activity. Then take interest in that person. Know, understand, love, and care for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will know, hey, that person thinks for some reason, they think I'm valuable.
Uh-huh. Because I think we get so caught up in our strategies and our plans, and then they don't work out the way we want them to, and we're frustrated because it feels like a waste of all this mental energy that we put towards conniving our way around conversion. But you know what's always useful and always good and you cannot go wrong with? Loving someone.
Yeah.
And just trying to figure them out, just trying to know them better, just showing them that you're really interested and that you want to know about their pain and you want to know about their joy and you want them to know about their goodness. Like, that is always, always fruitful.
But then I think, just live a way of life. Live this way of life. Live friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. So then, once you've shown this other person how you love them unconditionally, invite them into your way of life. Invite them into your daily rosary. Because you've already demonstrated to them this unconditional love, then invite them into your daily rosary. And let the rosary communicate the beauty of our faith.
Yeah.
And see what God does.
Let God make the big master plan. You just do that one little thing.
It's really, I think it's just two steps. Show people their value by your unconditional love. And then invite them into your way of life. That's it.
Hmm.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.